call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marco Russell here, and today I have the honor and privilege to have the great Christy Rutherford here with me. Hey, what's up, Christy?
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Marco.
For sure. So first off, I just want to start off and say I know you got a lot of things happening. You're actually in the Bahamas chilling right now, so I definitely appreciate you taking some time to hop on with me.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm taking this week. My goal is to take this week off. It hasn't happened yet in the way that I think about it. But, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, so it's going to be what it's going to be.
I love it. So before we dive deep and talk about the amazing results you're having and the steps you actually have been following to get these results so everybody can get some nuggets from this training. First, I want to kind of get into because obviously you're crushing. Obviously, it's been an amazing privilege to work with you. And the crazy thing is we only been working together for a very short period of time. So I'm really excited about what's next and to see how we continue to compound on these results. So before we even jump into any of that, I'm always curious. I always start these interviews with like, why are you doing this? Obviously the money is great and all, we could travel in the lifestyle, but why are you even on this entrepreneurial journey?
One, I would say I burned out, you know. 2012, 2013 was very difficult for me. And I didn't have an ambitious woman, a whole healthy, happy, right? Mm-hmm. Ambitious woman to guide me through my challenges. And what I found is after I burned out and I got it back together, the top 5 to 6% of women around the world, we do a lot of the exact same things to become successful, but we also have a lot of the same silent dysfunctions, right? And a lot of the silent challenges that we can't admit to. So you think about Jazz Waters, the writer for This Is Us, who just committed suicide, right? Mm-hmm. Kate Spade, these are highly successful women who we're not supposed to have any challenges. We're not supposed to have any problems because we have the money. We have the job that people want. So a lot of women suffer silently. So after I suffer silently, burnt out, got it back together, this is what I do. If I would have had me, 8 years ago, I would have finished the race. I don't have any regrets. I left my career with 3.5 years left to retire with a full pension. I would have retired in 2016 with a pension, and I didn't because I would have died. So that's why I do what I do.
I love it. So tell me about, so like I said, obviously we're working together for a very short period of time. So what would you say, what was it like before actually joining the program, before we started working together? What were you already doing online? What were some of the frustrations you was having? What were you dealing with before we actually connected? Before we already had been connected, but actually, started working together.
For me, is I was doing too much, right? Just like a high achieving woman, as an entrepreneur, I think one of the hardest things that I had to do as an entrepreneur was I'm the person who loves to delegate. So when I became an entrepreneur and I had to do everything myself, I'm like, wait, I got to do even the small things. Like I have to send the emails and I have to do this. So I became the one man band, I would say, or the one woman band. And then over time, as my business started to grow and I started to actually make money, and I tell people, don't let these shake and bake entrepreneurs tell you that you're going to make $1 gazillion in 2 weeks. It's a lie. So, you know, working and growing and building my coaching business, over the past 4 or 5 years, I've had coaches, but what I like about you and what you allowed me to do was see it. I was stuck in the small things. And now if my goal is to reach more women, and one of the things I told you was I could be the best coach in the world, but it doesn't really make a difference if people don't know that I exist. So my goal is to start to scale and now allow people to say, hey, this lady exists, she can help me. But if I'm still doing all the things that got me to where I am right now, I can't go to where I want to be. So that's where I was. I mean, you know, my business, you know, 6 figures last year. Amazing. Finally. Hallelujah. It took forever. But now the goal is to scale and now not be so, I want to stop working my job, right? My business is a job. I want to kind of detach and leverage my time to be able to do greater things.
I love it. So, and I know, so I'm telling you something crazy. I was reading your, couple weeks ago, I was reading your intake form when you came to the event, and you said your marketing strategy, the only marketing, it actually about your marketing strategy. And you said the marketing strategy you had was posting and praying. And I was like, that is an amazing description. Like we could all see that one, posting and praying.
I post and pray somebody sees it and wanna work with me and pay me money.
Got it. So what's the shift now though? So now you're going from posting and praying to like how has the shift assisted you with the business and the life and so forth now?
I think the biggest thing was the biggest thing was the copy, right? Like speaking directly to my clients and speaking directly to my target market, but then also sharing the result. Like I have all these testimonials, which is one of the things we're just talking about. I have all these testimonials, and I would share it, but I wouldn't share it all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I need to start, or I'm actually hitting people in the head with, this is what I've done for other women and I can do it for you too. So it's storytelling, but it's doing it in a way where people can see they can see themselves in the clients that I've worked with and they want to get those results. Actually having a funnel, praise him. Like when we started working together, you know, I read the books, right? I read Expert Secrets and then I read it. So Russell Brunson has two books. I read both of them. You said, you know the language, Christy. I know what you're talking about. Like Soap Opera Sequence, Seinfeld Sequence. So I've read the books, but I could never actually put it together. So I had all the components and I read about it and I know about it, but how to get it to work, to have you give me just the template that I can zhuzh up, right? Like that's what I need. If I have to create it myself, it's not going to work. So I think the biggest part is creating a system for what I do and now becoming mindful of the numbers and mindful about you know, the business as opposed to working in the business. Now I can work on the business.
I love it. So now since you got the marketing strategy, you got the marketing dialed in, you can work on the business versus in the business so much. Like how does that benefit from a lifestyle standpoint, even outside of the business? What are some things you're able to do?
So I could, you know, my goal is to take this week off. And so, you know, entrepreneurs, and I think the biggest thing that I want to do is I need to create more time, more thinking time. I need to create more time to actually detach because, you know, to be so gripped into the business, it's tough. But from a lifestyle standpoint, I'm not worried about money coming in anymore. I'm not worried if my money gets funny. I can, you know, entrepreneurship, your money can get real funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think a big part about it is to now earn my value and my rate increase because my value has increased, my results have increased, so now I don't have to work as hard to make the same amount of money. That's been great, and I'm still not charging what I should be charging, even though I charge a lot. But there's a market for everything, Mark Quill, right? Sure. Like I tell everybody, you got people who charge $80 an hour. Tony Robbins charges $200,000. So, you know, there's a range for everything. So from a lifestyle standpoint, I don't have that fear in my mind that I'm not going to be able to pay for, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it next month. So, and that relaxes me into, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I was begging a client to work with me, but I was always concerned. Right. So, and I never do what I do for money. I just put a value on my time. Mm-hmm. But it's just a different posture when you're on the phone, and I'm not gonna hard close you if you don't want to work with me. All right, you want to talk to me next week? That's cool. You know, and one of the things that you said is, if people don't want to work with you, and if you can be a solution to their problem, they're just don't take it personal. They're just choosing to keep the problem.
Correct. 100%. 100%. So what actually attracted you to connect with me and actually enroll into the program? Because obviously it was a decent investment to get started. What actually made you, you know, decide to take the plunge?
I think, you know, coming to your event, like I followed you for 2 years, you're brilliant. And I'm like, Markwell is brilliant. So, you know, the event was $49. Yeah, I'm not going to take that model. I'm going to adopt that model. you know, the event was $49. I was coming to the Bahamas. So I was like, you know what? I'll stop in Atlanta, see what Markwell is up to, because it's one thing to follow you and to get emails from you, a gazillion emails. I was telling somebody this morning, Markwell says a gazillion emails, but you were always top of mind though. Does that make sense? So regardless of whether or not I read, I'm like, good, great, just doing 3 emails a day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, coming to the event, I know I'm now more specialized in my coaches, like, because I've been in this business long enough to know who's telling the truth and who's lying.
Yep, absolutely.
90% of the people lying. I'd be like this, lying, you ain't making no money. You can't really do that. And because I have the knowledge, I've studied, I've had coaches, I've, you know, and this is a progression. I know what I need and what I'm missing. And when I was listening to you, I was like this, I need that, right? Like, you know, the Facebook ads and actually doing them effectively and having the copy and creating the funnel. Like I said, I know what I needed, even though I didn't know how to do it. So that was the initial, the initial enrollment. And then after that, now I want to scale. So you talked about scaling, creating a team. I know this is what I need. I don't know how to do it. And I'm willing to invest in an expert. Let's be clear. I'm willing to invest in an expert to show me and just give me the plan, give me the roadmap, and I'll follow it, as opposed to, you know, knocking around for the next 2 years, talking about I can do it myself. I don't want to do that anymore.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
So let's talk about, what were some of the, when you came on board, because I know you're just telling me about the revenue you've done over the past 30 days. So let's talk about, what some of the results you've had so far, as much as you're willing to share, and then, what were some of the steps you took to get to that point?
So in the past 30 days, it's been, $50,000 in sales, from May 11th to June 12th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
right. A big part of that is, I was trying to, I have this membership site, right? Mm-hmm. Like we talked about one funnel, one idea, run it for a year, one message, $1 million, right? Your mm-hmm. power of one. Do you give away that formula for free, or is that just for?
I do. It depends on when they catch me. If I'm in a good mood, I tend to, you can catch me. I give it away for free.
Yeah. I was like, edit that out. I just gave it away. But I was like, if they don't want to, invest in the $6,000 project, I've been trying to launch this membership site, I promise you, for at least 4 years, right? Like, I changed the name of it 5 times. I was going to one of my clients about the progression of this. I can never launch it. And I finally have people who invest in it now. So if you don't want to invest in a $6,000 program, I got one for $1,000 for you. And they're like this, okay. Right. So I always wanted to get that off the ground as well. So it's still the power of one, but this mm-hmm. is just a default where I can still serve.
Yeah.
And I would say the biggest thing is, it's the messaging. And there was a lady who said, Christy, I've been following you for 2 years, but I just started listening to you 2 months ago. I was like, I got a new marketer coach. Right. So the goal in every person that I invest in, and the same thing, with you, but it's for me too. If we're not getting a return on your investment when you work with me, why are we talking? Exactly. So I like to see immediate stuff. But she said that, and I was like, that's my new marketing coach. So I'm not afraid to invest in coaching. I have 4 or 5 coaches, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because everybody's going to bring something, but what I needed in the marketing standpoint was a lot more specialized, and you helped me dial in. Because what's the point of learning how to coach or learning how to go to corporate and learning how to do this if I don't have the messaging in order? Mm-hmm. And I want to make today's money as I go, and now I can focus, do more time on tomorrow's money, because the corporate clients take a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to extract myself from the business where I can focus on both and not be working, just with my head down. So
I love it. I love it. Now we're going to take that $50K in a month to $100K in a month to $200K in a month, all while cutting your work time in half. So we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's good.
Super, super, super excited about that. So cool. So, so how you feeling about, obviously you got the dancing and everything. So as I probably don't even have to ask you, how do you feel about the results so far, and how do you see it affecting your life and so forth going forward?
I mean, the results have been good, right? So, my goal is to own a business and not let my business own me. So, right. I'm working with the ladies that you suggested to scale. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And they've already started this week. But they haven't really started, so they start next week full time, right? Mm-hmm. So now I can back out a little bit more, and I don't have to worry about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so being caught in doing the small things, I have so many other ideas, because entrepreneurs are typically serial entrepreneurs. Does that make sense? Like, I have all these things that I want to do. I don't have time to do that. So to be able to take 95% of my time now and not do the small things, the small repetitive things, and run the business, but I just show up and coach for my 5%, it now frees me up to go and now focus on or you know, build other things that I have ideas for. And so to multiply my money and then make multiple streams. So I can take some of this money and then go put this new money into newer money. Yeah. But then also take my focus and my attention, because I think one of the challenges that entrepreneurs have is if I take my eyes off this money right here, then I'm not going to get any more. Does that make sense? So I have to. And I was stuck there. I was like, why would I change? I'm making money. And if I move my head this way, then this money is going to slow down because I've tried it. Does that make sense? Absolutely. This money is going to slow down. So now is I can still have this focus, but I can put other people in this funnel so the business can continue to run without me. And now I can go and look and do other things.
100%. 100%. 100%. So, Chris, I won't keep you much longer. So my last question is, if you have one thing to say to the audience and the process and so forth, what would you say?
I think, you know, why I value you and what you bring to the table is not only that you care, because you care. You know, a lot of people sell you a pipe dream. They be lying. I'm telling y'all, they be lying. Because I can see it. I mean, we can see it as entrepreneurs. You be like this. They lying. Mm-hmm. And the second part is, you give the templates, you give the you provide the funnel, you provide the system, you provide the spreadsheets. I mean, I've read about this stuff, but I don't have time and I don't have the knowledge to create it. I don't want to create the Excel spreadsheet with the formulas in it. I don't know. Give it to me, right? Like, just for heaven's sakes, just give me the stuff. So you're one of the first coaches that I've worked with that actually gives the system in a box. So I say it's like a business in a box that you give, as opposed to me going through 100 things. And so, you know, you over deliver, and then we haven't even gotten started, right? Like, this is the thing, is that these are the results. I haven't finished all the videos because I'm too busy now constructing the system that I can now pass off for somebody else to do it. So we haven't even gotten into, you know, phase two of now that this is running without me, and it's a well-oiled machine, and the systems and processes and the procedures are now down on paper, for heaven's sakes. I'm actually supposed to tell somebody how to run my business without me. So if I could detach myself from all of this stuff, now we can really get into scale. So, you know, when I think about the results that we have right now, we haven't even scratched the surface, because it takes time to now detach myself from the business. So, you know, if I had something to say to people, I mean, invest in yourself, invest in your business, invest in wanting to have a business and not have a job. And having a job is cool, but once you have enough revenue, you know, consider investing to now scale, because the world needs your gift. The world needs, you know, what you have to offer. And I told you a couple weeks ago, thank you so much for showing up in your gift, you know, as a marketing coach and the person who helps people create systems. So now I can show up bigger in my gift. And so Absolutely. The world needs your gift. Don't be afraid to give it, but don't be afraid to invest in yourself in somebody who has the proven result. I'm telling you, you're lying, but be lying, Marquel. So you have the results, and you you have the testimonials, and this is what you do with your eyes closed, your hands tied behind your back. You can do this all day. And that's, you know, a person that I trust with my well-earned investment. Absolutely. So it's not me investing in you, it's me investing in myself.
Absolutely. 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 I appreciate you so much. So first and foremost, I definitely appreciate you so much for hopping on with me. I know you're out there chilling in the Bahamas, so appreciate you so much.
I had to put on my makeup and everything out here.
I appreciate you. And if you're watching this right now and you're considering working with us, you want to get more leads, you want to get more clients, you want to scale things up in a big way without working so hard, if that's something you're interested in, it should be a link around this video somewhere for you to click on to get more details, to see how we could potentially work together. And if we decide we can help you, you know, then we can talk about some options. And if not, we'll kind of point you in the direction of some other resources. But either way, we appreciate you checking out this particular interview. Hope you got a ton of value from it. Now go out there and take some action. And again, click the link or the button around here somewhere.
Click on that link. Stop playing.
Click on it. Click on it right now. And,
don't be scared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.